Here we go.
Oh,
here we go. One more
yes.
time.
We are back.
Here we go.
What?
Yes.
What?
Here
it's
we
the
go.
Here We Go podcast, you guys. That's right.
I've
been pretty consistent over the last few weeks, haven't
I?
You're welcome.
Yes, we
I mean, I feel like I have to now, but anyway, you know how we do it. I'm busy a lot, and you got a schedule and all these things, but anyway. If you're listening to this, I appreciate you. Welcome to the podcast. That's right. Welcome to Here We Go, an NSYNC podcast hosted by me, Peter Sirs. I'm a 44, not for a couple more weeks, I'm not going to be 44. I'm a 44-year-old straight man that started a podcast about NSYNC. Not a lot of people can say that. Yeah, I'm a comedian. I'm a podcaster. You guys know this. If you're new here, welcome. If you're not new, welcome back. Honestly, don't know why you guys listen, but, you know, it is what it is. So, not a ton of NSYNC-related news over the last week since, you know, we were last together. Again, shout out to Kiana, who came in, you know, at the last second last week. You know, it's her time of year. I can't imagine. Actually, I can. Because I'll talk about something that I invented that I never get any credit for. And it's no one's going to believe me, but I fucking know that I made it up. So it is what it is. But, you know, I feel like someone like Kiana, who, you know, created this meme and then obviously, you know, hundreds of thousands of variations of the meme and whatever have been, you know, spread across social media, and you know, it's at least she got her acknowledgement from Justin and whatnot, and I think that's great. But I feel like she should be rich for creating that, and that's the thing about memes. Like, you know, unless you can really figure out a way to copyright, some people can, but like, you know, that's why you always got to put a watermark or something. I mean, but she didn't know. Like, I mean, whoever knows? You know, I've had friends that have created things and then they go viral because somebody else posted them and don't give them. It's like, it's a whole thing. So as someone who's a content creator, you know, a comedian, like stealing someone's jokes or material, or, you know, there was, I don't know if you guys remember, I don't even know if it's around anymore, to be honest, but it's called Fuck Jared. And it was just a big meme account that had all these funny memes. But what it was, a lot of it was the people that were responsible for the website would take jokes from comics and turn them into memes and then not credit the comics, and then they'd go viral and they'd make money and the comics weren't getting shit, and it's just like a thing. But anyway, do you guys want me to, okay, I know this is not NSYNC related, but like I said, not a ton of NSYNC news, you know, nothing that we don't already know, but we'll get into some stuff. But when I was in second grade or third grade? If I had to guess, I'm going to go third grade. And you know how, like, I don't even know if they still do it anymore because everything's weird and people don't want to get super, I don't know. But, like, every year you would do, like, a Christmas kind of thing at school. Like, every class would put together, like, a song or two, and they would have, like, this big, like, assembly or whatever and sing, like, a Christmas song or two. And then, at least in my neighborhood, I lived in a very Catholic and Christian neighborhood. Not a lot of Jewish people or Muslims in my neighborhood in the IE. But anyway, and so in third grade, we sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And Peter has always been a class clown. Every year I got voted funniest and I definitely got voted funniest in high school. Actually, I didn't get voted funniest in elementary school. I got most popular. Did I get funniest in junior high? Yeah. I don't have my yearbooks to cross-reference that, and that's another story altogether for a different podcast, but I'm pretty sure that's how it went down. I definitely know I got funniest in high school, but whatever. I did something with it, I guess. You know, I was always a class clown, and I always used to get in trouble in school when I was a kid for being the class clown. Not for fighting or, like, ditching school or bringing weapons or anything like dangerous. I would just, you know, if something was funny and it was on my mind, I'd fucking let it out, dude. And I'm sure there's probably some teachers listening that probably don't like that coming from a 7-year-old and an 8-year-old and a 9-year-old and a 15-year-old for that matter. But like, it just, I was born to make people laugh. Like, do you guys not realize I always say my purpose is to entertain and inspire. That's my goal. I've always only ever wanted to do that. From the time when I was a kid, dude, like, I would always enter the talent shows. I would be in, like, the chorus and just, like, all these things. So, anyway, in that Christmas thing, we sang Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I thought it would be funny when they go, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I go, reindeer had a very shiny nose like a light bulb. And I started doing all these, you know, little things, and you guys obviously know them all, and you're like, oh yeah, I know that. Well, I fucking created that shit, and no one gives me credit for it, and everyone's like, no, it's been around forever. Yeah, since 1986 when I fucking did it. I can't really prove it, but I know that I made that shit up on the spot. And, you know, then the teachers thought it was so funny that they're like, yeah, you guys can do that when you perform. And then we did it, and I fucking crushed a Christmas pet. Dude, can I tell you, we sang that song. And then we sang Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. And I did this little solo part on it where I go, sing it, Grandpa. And can I, by the way, I was dancing while I was singing. Nobody else was because kids are all fucking embarrassed and shy. And I was fucking living it up, dude. I was on stage where I'm supposed to be. Hold on. Time out. Sorry. Yo. What's up? Yeah. Yeah. All right. Sorry. My thing is, like, if I pause it, then I have to start another recording. And then if I start another recording, then I have to edit it more. It just involves more work for me. So I'm sorry you guys had to listen to that. I knew it would be quick. I'm back. I was on stage where I was supposed to be. Like, I've always known that I was supposed to be on stage, dude. Like, that's just, it is what it is. Some people, you know, it's a song. Sometimes some people are just destined to do what they do. That's what it is. Now, everybody dance. You guys know that one. And so I go, sing it, Grandpa, and everybody in the auditorium. And it was a pretty big auditorium. There's a few hundred people there. They all got up and fucking applauded. And I was like, fuck yeah, dude. I just crushed that shit. So anyway, but I made up the reindeer like a light bulb, da 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 da, like Monopoly, like all that stuff. You guys are like, no, that's been, no. Yeah, you know it because I fucking invented that shit in the 80s, okay? But I'll never get credit for it. I'm not going to be rich from it, and no one will ever believe me. But I know. And the kids that were in my class that year, they fucking will remember. They're like, yeah, he used to just do that. And I had never heard it. I was just being funny. So what? okay, so let's talk about really quick. Like I said, not a ton of NSYNC news. You know, just updating us on the fact that, you know, Joey and AJ are touring. I am planning, since I missed them when they came to California, because I was on the road myself, I'm going to go see them. They're coming. They're going to be in Northern California at the end of next month, or towards the end of next month. So I'm going to go and hopefully meet Joey, and then I'll have the quartet down. This is what's crazy. If I get to meet Joey, I will have met 4 of the 5. The only one that would be remaining would be Justin. I know, dude. It's fucking wild. It's kind of surreal when I think about it, actually. But and I think I told you guys last week, but NSYNC, kind of related news, but also a little personal news. I got it to where I'm going to be filming my new comedy special. I haven't gotten a title yet, but my new comedy special, I'll be filming September 6th in New Orleans, which is my favorite city in the world. And I would never live there though, but it's my favorite city. But anyway, point being, I did it for a number of reasons. I just love New Orleans, but also on September 7th, Pop 2000 is going to be there. So I'm going to go to that again, you know, hang out with Chris a little bit, and, you know, it's New Orleans, dude. Any excuse I can get to go to New Orleans for a few days. And I'll be honest, I don't know if I'll be single by then. More on that later. I'm just kidding. But I've never been to New Orleans as a single person. So if I am single when I'm in New Orleans in September, fucking bitches better be looking out. Not like in a bad way, but like, I just, like, I've been there both, the 2 times that I've been there, I was with my ex-girlfriend. And so, you know, it's like, it's great. It's a fun city and I have a blast. But like, subconsciously, I'm like, man, I could have done some damage here if I would have come here when I was younger or single, you know, but now I'm going to be maybe single. I don't know. So anyway, if you guys are planning on going to Pop 2000 in New Orleans on September 7th, if you're coming from somewhere else specifically to go to New Orleans, come a day earlier and come to my show and watch me film my special. We're doing 2 tapings. Or if you live in the area, just come to my show too. It's going to be at the Comedy House in New Orleans. So yeah, I don't know if tickets are on sale yet, but they will be soon, I promise. Anyway, that's that. There was one more piece, a little piece of NSYNC news that I wanted to share. I'm trying to remember what it was. I have notes. There's a bunch of, you know, obviously we saw a bunch of It's Gonna Be May things. Lance posted a funny video with Michael. It's so funny. So, okay, really quick, like, and then we'll get into more stuff. But, so, I don't remember what I talked about. Well, no, I had Kiana on the line last week, so I definitely didn't get into it. But I may or may not have, I definitely met somebody that I like. I say, you know, I don't get too excited because, you know, I meet girls everywhere on the road and whatnot. But this one's a little different because I'm friends with her sister, and it's a whole thing, but hung out with her when I was in Dallas a couple weeks ago, and whatever. It's NSYNC related. So today, as I record this, she sent me the TikTok and Instagram video that Lance posted with Michael for It's Gonna Be May, which is funny. It's just like, you know, it's Michael reading a poem that Lance gave him, like, in a card. Roses are red, violets are gray, but in a few days, something like that, right? And then he has like the funny, like, little hair, and it's funny. But I also saw it like last week or whatever, right? And so she sent it to me, which, you know, like, this girl has not let on that she likes me, like, specifically by saying so, but I think her words and her semi-behavior indicates that she's just maybe got her walls up or like feeling, I don't know, whatever it is. But I just thought it was funny that she made it a point to send that to me as if I've never, you know what I mean? Like, don't you guys, like, you know, I'm assuming if you're listening to this, NSYNC is part of your identity, as is mine, you know? But like, when people send you things like articles about NSYNC, or like, you know, I think I talked about it on here, but like, people were sending me like the news articles that were talking about Justin Timberlake doing a free show in LA, and I was like, people like, or that how the NSYNC might be reuniting for a new song. Like, anytime there's news and then people send it to me as if they somehow knew something about NSYNC before I did, and I'm like, you know that I was featured in the Wall Street Journal for my NSYNC podcast, right? Like, you know, I have, in my opinion, the best NSYNC podcast, only because it's from a straight male's point of view. Not that a straight male's point of view is better, but all the NSYNC podcasts are by girls, as far as I'm concerned. If there's a straight dude out there doing one, don't know of it. But there might be one. I don't know. Mine's better, but whatever. I'm sure all the other podcasts are great too. I've listened to a few of them. I just think my point of view is different. I'm not a girl. So anyway, so she sent me this and I was like, okay, like, I've seen this before. And then I sent her a picture with me and Lance just to kind of flex a little bit, cause I don't think she's seen it. And, so anyway, I'll segue this way. So obviously, as you guys may or may not know, you have to know, but the Forget Tomorrow World Tour finally kicked off last week with shows in Vancouver, and then they were in Seattle. I, unlike some people, so I mean, there's kind of two camps, right? There's camps that just want every bit of like the content taken in and whatnot, and then there's you know, there's people that maybe, you know, for whatever reason, you know, I get it, dude, fucking shit's expensive and whatnot, like, you know, maybe couldn't afford you know, afford to get concert tickets, you know, because Justin essentially like went on Fallon on like a Tuesday or a Wednesday and it's like, oh yeah, I'm going on tour, and then tickets were on sale like the next day or whatever, and it's like, hey man, we need some, like, we need some notice for some fucking planning. Oh, by the way, I'm going to share something else with you guys. It's NSYNC news, kind of, but anyway, so I know that there's people that couldn't afford to go to this concert, and I totally understand. And you know, I can't say that I've been there before. I have been in a place where I couldn't buy the tickets the second they went on sale because I didn't have enough time to like put that money away, which is why I always make sure I have a specific amount of money. Usually, I try to have this specific amount of money just in case something like this comes up. And what happens yesterday or 2 days ago? Was it yesterday or two? I think it was yesterday. Not NSYNC related, but my celebrity crush, Cassidy Pope, who I love, and my ex knew that I would leave her for Cassidy Pope if given the opportunity. If you don't know who Cassidy Pope is, she won The Voice, like, I don't know, 10 years ago or something. I love her. She's so nice. I've met her a couple times. I think she has an amazing voice, no pun intended. I just love her vocals. Like, she's an amazing vocalist, but also she's, like, gorgeous and so sweet. And, yeah, I would marry her, maybe, probably, definitely. But anyway, she announced yesterday that she's coming to L.A. because she doesn't really tour that much, and I looked on the calendar, and it just so happened to be one of my off weekends, and I was like, fuck yeah, and then she got VIP meet and greet and whatever. Now, it's not super expensive, so it's not like that's that big of a deal, but like, you know, $100 is $100, dude, you know? So anyway, my point is, there are people that, you know, for whatever reason, cannot afford to go to this concert, and I totally understand, and I'm sorry. And they want, like, all of the live streams and the videos, like, they want, I'm sorry, but I'm not live streaming a fucking concert, dude. I'm not. Like, I told you guys, when I went to the One Night Only, like, the only thing I shot with my phone was the beginning, when he did Sanctified, when he came out. And then I saved the rest of my phone for if and when NSYNC would take the stage. And I was right. And I was out of battery. But I just wanted to be in that moment. Because what a special night that was. And just everything leading up to how I got in. And everything was just, I was like, I'm not going to be on my phone for this one. But also my phone was dying. I got a new phone now. So I probably won't have to worry about that. But anyway, I'm doing okay these days. Anyway, it's been really hard because I'm so connected on NSYNC Twitter and, you know, Instagram, and I have friends that live in Seattle that went to the shows and stuff, and I wanted as much of this concert to be like me seeing it for the first time, because usually, you know, the last few tour legs, L.A. has been one of the first stops on the tour, if not the first stop. Like, I mean, I want to say my brother and I saw the 2020 experience, and I want to say, like, it was literally the first night of the tour, I'm pretty sure. You know, because, god damn it, dude. I fucking hate that dog. So anyway, yeah, I'm at home right now, and everything's fucking going crazy. Dog can't... Anyway, what was I going to say? So, my point is, I've been trying to avoid any videos, live streams. Like, I don't want to see, I've already seen, like, you know how he comes out, I'm assuming, which is the finale, you know, on the big, I think everyone's calling it Blocky on Twitter, and does mirrors and whatnot. I've seen that. I've seen kind of the intro on accident a little bit, and I'm just like, I want to kind of see it all for the first time when I'm there in the moment, you know, because these tickets were not cheap. They weren't like, I mean, I don't know. I guess it just depends on what you consider expensive and not expensive. Like, they were not cheap, you know. It's about, you know, depending on what kind of comedy job I'm doing, it's about a weekend's worth of money that I spent on these two tickets. So, but because of, I don't know, I just didn't want to see anything. So I've tried to avoid spoilers, because when I go, I'm going next week, I want to kind of be there in the moment, experiencing everything for the first time. Again, probably definitely not going to do a live stream. I'm sure I'll post a couple things on my stories. I'm sure I'll post mirrors and stuff like that. But, like, I'm not going to be, you know, in my phone the whole fucking time, dude. Like, no. I'm sorry. Like, these tickets are too expensive. But also, I've been waiting, you know, fucking 6 years for this shit, dude. Like, I saw Man of the Woods was, what, 2018? And I saw that one twice. It's been 6 years. And, I mean, obviously, I went to the one night only. But, like, this tour is different. Like I said, I've tried to avoid spoilers, but I've seen some stuff. I don't know the set list. One of my friends was kind of the same way. Well, she went to Seattle twice. I'm so bummed that I can't be here in LA when he's here, but I'm going down to San Diego, which is not awful. I just hope the crowd there is good, because San Diego people are a little fucking square, but whatever. fuck San Diego. That's the Dodger fan in me. Sorry, guys. She had asked me, as the leading NSYNC source that she knows, if I knew the set list. And I told her that I had seen somebody post it, but I, too, didn't pay attention. And she was like, I don't want to look at it either. But she's like, can you just tell me if Liar is on there? Because she really loves Liar. And so I just kind of scrolled through it, just looking for Liar, and didn't see it. But I, you know, and I saw, like, I guess a couple of the songs that are on there, but I don't really know the set list either. And I want to keep it that way. I'm assuming he's opening with, like, I'm assuming the intro is Memphis to some extent. And then I'm assuming he's going to open with Sanctified like he did at the One Night Only, because that song live is, I love Sanctified. It's one of my favorite songs on the album, but it sounds better live. Like, it, there's something about the ways that you make a sinner feel so blessed. but there's something about the way it was produced. It's still a great song, and I love it. But live, there's just, I don't know, you hear more of, like, the guitar and the drums, like, and the claps, like, the, you know, because he's got the whole band with him, and they all clap at the beginning, and it just hits harder when you hear it live. Like, you know, when he did it on SNL, remember that? Yeah. Like, that's what he does live, and it's so much better. Like, you know, sometimes, like, a song is great, recorded, and you hear it live, and you're like, not Justin, but, like, just in general. But Sanctified is better live. I think they need to release a live version or do another, I don't know. Justin, I know he did the Netflix, you know, thing, the 2020 experience, but he's never released a live album, which is kind of interesting, because I'm thinking about it now, like, I'm guessing Taylor Swift did it at some point. She had to have, I think. But bands don't really do live albums anymore, which is interesting. Because I think it, you know, in some cases, like, I love, like, there's a, Halsey has done a couple, actually. And I don't know, the energy of the crowd kind of comes through a little bit more when you're listening to a live album. And you know me, I work out all the time. So sometimes when I'm listening to an album that's, like, a live album, it, like, just hits hard. And that's part of why I like going to concerts, because that energy just can't be, you know, I mean, it's just like, you know, it's like anything. It's like watching a sporting event online, you know, watching a sporting event on TV versus being there, watching a concert on TV versus being there, a comedy show versus being there. Like, the energy just hits differently when you're there. But it does translate a little bit when you're listening to it, especially like when it's like right in your ear, you know. I highly recommend it. If you're working out, listen to some live albums and you're like, oh, I get it. Like, I don't know. So anyway, I'm so excited. I'm going next week. Literally, as I record this episode, I'm going to see Justin Timberlake in a week for the fucking 15th, 16th time. I don't know. And I can't tell you how excited I am, but check this out. So, like I said, I don't know what I talked about. I always forget what I talk about, but I met somebody. And I don't want to get my hopes up because, you know, I'm not fully over my ex. Like, I mean, like, I'm ready to move on, like, and date. And I've been, you know, I may or may not have hooked up with a couple people here and there, you know. Oh, shit. It may or may not be, you know, I may or may not have hooked up with a few people, but this person that I met, just really quick, like, she is, like I said, she's sisters with one of my friends, and I don't want to get my hopes up, but we hung out in Dallas. She came to one of my shows, hung out with her and her friends, and then she and I had dinner. Nothing happened. I'm not saying she could be the one, but like would definitely marry her. I don't know enough about her, you know, whatever, but like it's kind of scary. But anyway, so long story short, she lives in Dallas, which is geographically undesirable, but I've been, you know, trying to move to Austin for the last few months anyway, and I'm still trying to do it. So it's, you know, it's a couple hours away. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, who knows? I don't even know what's going to happen. But I do know that we were like kind of, you know, I had told her, you know, that I was going to see Justin at concert. She's like, oh my God, I would love to see him at concert. I was like, shut the fuck. And, you know, I was supposed to go, I wanted to go see him in Austin at the end of the month, this month, but one of my friends' wives, I have two friends, they're both turning 40, and their wives are planning a surprise birthday party for them the fucking weekend that Justin's going to be in Austin. I'm like, God damn it, dude. So that kind of throws those fucking plans out the door. I can't be an asshole, so I may go to I don't know. I'm not going to go to Dallas because she's not going to be there. It'll be weird for me to go to Dallas. I'm going to definitely see the concert a couple more times, trying to go to Amsterdam. But anyway, the moral of that story is I like this girl. I don't know how she feels about me. I don't. I'm sorry. This is kind of NSYNC related, okay? I think she likes me, but I'm not sure. But I think she does, but I don't know. But I feel like she knows I like her, so that's... So why would you agree to, like, do... Like, she agreed to do some other things with me, too. Not, like, sexual things, but, like, I was like, oh, you should come here. And she's like, oh, I'd love to. And, you know, I feel like you don't do that unless you are kind of at least semi-interested. You know what I mean? So anyway, she went to Spain for, like, 10 days. And, you know, like, I didn't want to, like, be, like, messaging her and whatever while she was in Spain. Like, you know, and seem, like, too clingy. And so I didn't, like... She had posted, like, one picture that she looked really pretty, and I told her such, but that was kind of it, you know? Anyway, she had sent me a couple messages while she was there, so I'm like, okay, well, at least she's thinking about me a little bit while she's in Spain. That's a good sign, I think. So anyway, I didn't know she was back. And then she came back the other day and texted me, are you ready for this? You guys, your minds are going to be fucking blown. I told you it's NSYNC related. I promise. hold on. Okay, ready? This is how I knew she was back. I've been jamming to all your JT songs you posted. LOL. And I was like, wait, really? The new album is so fucking good. Which one's your favorite? She says, obsessed with my favorite drug, Sanctified and Drown. I posted all of those on my stories. So not only was she watching my stories, but she liked the song enough to click on it and then now start listening to it. So I was like, oh, fuck. Okay, here we go. You guys remember I told you guys I had an extra ticket for the Justin Timberlake concert because my brother wasn't going to go after all. And I was trying to figure out, like, I posted about it a couple of times. I even talked about it on here. But I was like, hey, so she's coming to L.A. on Thursday. And so I said, well, if you want, you know, my brother's being a little pussy. if you want to come 2 days earlier, you could go. I have an extra ticket to the Justin concert. My brother was supposed to go, but now he's being a little pussy, something like that. And like I said, she lives in Dallas. So she says, oh, my God, that's actually a possibility. I'm trying to figure out my dog situation. She's going on a bunch of trips. I'm going to start looking at flights and get organized tomorrow. So I haven't, like, we've like texted, you know, since then, but not about the concert. So I don't know where that stands, but if she goes to Justin with me, it's a fucking wrap, dude. Okay. Cause you guys know, if you've seen him in concert, you know he's going to put on an amazing show. You know, I still, to this day, not biased. I've been to a lot of concerts, dude. I mean, I can't tell you. I don't know how many concerts I've been to. I've been to a lot. And, like, I've been, like, the whole range of concerts, too. Like, I'm talking my first concert. Are you ready for this? Fucking Rick Springfield. Jesse's Girl. Yeah. When I was, like, 4 or something. Yeah, like 3 or 4. My mom and dad took me to fucking Rick Springfield. I guess they didn't have a babysitter. But I don't think it was that they didn't have a babysitter. I loved Rick Springfield back then because my mom loved Rick Springfield. So I loved Rick Springfield. I've been to, let's see, New Kids on the Block, obviously. Blink 182 a bunch of times. Slipknot a bunch of times. I know, it's crazy. Korn, fucking Limp Bizkit, Eminem. Jay-Z and Justin, obviously Justin a million times, NSYNC a few times. I've been to a Backstreet Boys concert, sorry, Britney a couple times, Usher, Kanye, like so many concerts, you guys. Garth Brooks. And I'll say that the 2020 experience was the best concert I've ever been to. It was just, you know, Justin, if you were there, Justin performed for like 2 hours and 45 minutes. He performed so long, there was like a 10 to 15 minute intermission in the middle. When have you ever been a concert with an intermission? You know what I mean? When the artist's like, all right, time out. Like, that's how long. But he performed for 2 hours and 45 minutes. And then when the concert came back, he had cut some songs out of the set, so it wasn't as long. But that first 2020 experience that I went to was the best concert. But also there were circumstances surrounding that. I told the story on here before, but that was when I had bought tickets from a scalper that I'd gotten off of Craigslist, and they turned out they were fake tickets, and it was a whole fucking thing. And then I had to find another scalper at the venue, which you probably can't even do anymore. Like, I don't even think you can do that now because everything's on your phone now. Like, how do you, I guess scalpers just buy them and just flip them online. It's better than walking around this. I don't know. But anyway, so it was me and my brother. And just like I said, we went from like super excited to going to then like, oh fuck, we don't have tickets after all. And then me spending money that I didn't really have to get those tickets because I'm like, I'm not coming all the way over here and not seeing this fucking concert. You know, I was willing to have like lesser seats, but I got lucky that I got tickets off a scalper. We ended up getting better seats than I had thought I had originally had. But I spent pretty much what I would have spent if I was going to buy them on StubHub anyway. Like, the total between what I spent on the fake tickets and the real tickets ended up being what people were selling them for. So, you know, whatever. But it was money I didn't really have, I'll be honest. I used to pay my rent late all the fucking time, and my landlord hated me. he was this, like, Persian Jewish guy, and he fucking hated me, dude. He was so... He raised our rent at least 6 times. Like, every... I think he kept raising it just so we would move out because we were always late on the rent, but whatever. so anyway, don't know if she's going to go to the concert with me, but I think I'm going to find out today. So that's exciting. like I said, if she says yes to go to the concert with me, it's kind of a wrap, but we'll see what's up, dude. I'm not getting super excited. If not, I'll just put that shit up for sale. So anyway, we are in a new chapter now. You're welcome. We've kind of had, you know, took a few weeks off from the normal format, but we're back on getting back on track because we got songs to talk about and dissect and all those things. So we are now, you know, we're finished with Justified. Obviously, we finished that a few weeks ago. And now we are moving on to what some people say or think is Justin's best album. I disagree. I actually think I loved 2020 Experience because, as Justin explained it, it was, even though it was two parts, it was one album. So if you think about both of those albums combined, that's like what, like 30 songs or something? Like, that's a great fucking album, dude. But a lot of people say Future Sex Love Sounds is the best. And I'm going to go out on a limb right now and say that Everything I Thought It Was is the best, because there's not a song on there. You know, I have listened to it probably hundreds of times since it came out back in March. And it's front to back every single time. Only time, if I don't listen to it front to back, it's because I'm listening to it and then I have to like get out of the car and go wherever I'm going. You know what I mean? Like, I don't skip any songs, and I kind of keep going back and forth as to what my favorite song is. Like, when I heard the sample of Sanctified when they were playing it on the NFL promo, you know, I'm like, oh shit, that's gonna be my favorite song. And then, you know, but we only hear a sample of it. And then he releases Selfish, and just with everything that was going on at that moment and thing, like, I thought that was an amazing song. And then Drown came out, and then I heard the album, and I'm like, well, fuck, dude, like, I love No Angels. I love My Favorite Drug. Obviously, Paradise is, you know, that's the easy choice because of just the significance of everything. I love Alone, you know? I love Imagine. Like, I love so many songs on this album. What Lovers Do is a fucking banger, dude. Like, and so there's so many songs. It really just depends on, like, the mood, right? Like, Flame is fucking, I don't know. People think Flame is about Britney, and I don't see it, dude. Like, I mean, maybe, but why would he write a fucking song about it? I mean, if anything, like, I hate the fact that, I was talking to my friend about this, and she goes, do you think it's about Britney? I'm like, I mean, maybe, but I don't think Justin gives two shits about Britney, other than the fact that he's got to, like, you know, do PR and have his team fucking handle shit and, like, you know, like, comment on stupid shit that she posts or write in her book and whatever. And I remember when I talked about reading the book and how I didn't believe everything, and, you know, one of the listeners messaged me, like, you don't believe Britney? Unfollow. And then since then, have you seen all that? I mean, she got kicked out of the chateau a couple weeks ago because she was, like, in the pool naked or something. Like, she's fucking crazy, dude. That's why I don't believe everything she says, like, with a grain of salt. And just, like, I don't believe everything Wade Robson says. And just, it's a whole fucking thing, dude. But anyway, the moral of the story is, you know, I was having this conversation with my friend. It's like, I hate that, like, everything has to be about somebody, you know? Like, you know, I think Taylor Swift, you know, because it's so known that she literally writes songs about certain dudes, like, everyone is, it just assumes that every song, I mean, obviously, like, Cry Me a River, that's about Britney, dude, okay? Like, fucking 100%. That's about Britney. I don't care what Justin says. That shit's about Britney, okay? But after that, it's just like, you know, I mean, obviously there's songs about Jessica, you know, on, you know, Man of the Woods and Mirrors and whatnot. And, like, you know, and I just don't think, I think that Justin at this point in his career, you know, 25 plus years in the music business, you know, has enough talent to just write a song and, like, just have it be a good song without it having to necessarily be about somebody. You know what I mean? Like, Alone's not about any. It's just a good fucking song, dude. Like, that's what songwriters do. They write good songs. They don't have to be about, like, you know, like, I mean, take it from me as a comedian. Like, you know, I might take a story and then embellish it just so it's a better story when I tell it on stage. Like, that's what you do. You take, maybe you have draw some inspiration from some kind of event, but it doesn't always have to be about somebody, is all I'm saying. But anyway. We're about to get into Future Love, Future Sex Love Sound, which is an amazing album, like I said. But this fucking song. Hold on. Sorry. What the fuck's going on?
Future Sex Love Sound.
Now, I want you to tell me where you were the first time you heard this song, because I was in my car after buying the CD that I put in my car, and I had a fucking system in that car. I used to have a Mustang. Actually, I've had a few Mustangs. Don't worry, we're gonna break it down in a second. I remember, I used to have a Mustang, 1988 GT Mustang, but also. Did I say 98? Yeah, 98. It sounded like I said 88, but it was a 98. And, you know, I kind of, like, souped it up a little bit, but I put a really dope fucking sound system in there because, you know, that's what you did when you were younger. And I remember that song used to fucking hit the bass, like, doom, doom, doom. And that was, to me, you know, and we'll break lyrics down right now, but Future Sex Love Sound, I remember it on the tour. I remember there was a girl who I was in lust with. I've talked about her on here, but I took her to this concert, Future Sex Love Sound, the first time I went. And it was like our first date. Actually, technically, it was our second date. I was friends with one of her friends, and I was like, what's the deal with Sam? She's like, I don't know. She's single. And I was like, you think she'll go out with me? She's like, she'd totally go out with you. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. And I'm like, really? Because she, at the time, she was everything that I thought she was. No. She was just like what my ideal. She was tall, blonde, you know, pretty green eyes, thin. Like, she looked like a fucking model, dude. She was like a Cincinnati Bengals cheerleader. Like, she was gorgeous, and I'm like, she would go out with me, really? And, you know, like, I just thought she might have been out of my league, but whatever. And so, like, and I had kind of, like, I would, like, talk to her, like, here and there, like, you know, I used to live in her, long story short, I'm sorry, this is such a long story. I had a crush on her. I asked her if she wanted to go to the concert. She said yes. And then before we went to the concert, we went out on, like, kind of like a date with her friends kind of thing. Does that make sense? And then we went to the concert. And then we never hung out again. She met the dude that she married. She started dating this fucking doctor, and they're married. And he's kind of chubby and whatever. And she's still hot as fuck. But, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, I remember just this song hitting so hard in my car. And like I said, in my opinion, this is probably Justin's best song that wasn't a single. I mean, he's got so many of them, but this one for me, because everybody knows it. And I don't know if he's, I feel like I saw that it might be on the set list for this Forget Tomorrow, but I didn't, like I said, I didn't look at it because I wanted to be surprised. But this is a fucking banger, dude. So anyway, written by Justin Randall Timberlake, Timothy Mosley, and Nate Hills. Future Sex Love Sound. Now, right there, what the fuck does that mean? It's been almost 20 years still. Like, is that just what our future sex is going to sound like? Basically, like, when we fuck in the future, this is what it's going to sound like. Is that what they're saying? You know what you want, and that makes you just like me. So that is a fucking pimp ass line, because he's being like, I'm this confident sometimes. It really just depends on the situation. In the current situation that I'm in, not confident enough to say something like this. Because I don't know how this girl feels about me at all. But he's saying, like, bitch, I know you want me, and guess what? I want you too. So, like, we're, like, that makes you just like me. Like, that's fucking, that's so pimp, dude. See, everybody says you're hot, baby. But can you make it hot for me? Like, okay, like, you're hot, dude. Everyone knows it, but, like, show me something, dude. Okay? Said, if you're thinking about holding back, don't worry, girl. See, now this is like, I'm going through this right now, for sure. I mean, I don't, like, there was sexual tension, but, like, I was, in some cases, like, it's just so obvious that they're into you, and, you know, it is what it is, and you're just like, all right, well, I'm going to close this deal, but I like this person, so it's not a big deal, but, like, I do not know. And so, like, I'm afraid to, like, I'm not very aggressive at all. Like, a girl will have to literally throw herself at me for me to do something unless I'm, like, totally sure. Okay? I have to be totally sure. And there's been times when I feel like I probably could have closed the deal and I didn't because I wasn't totally sure. So, you know, it's all about consent these days, right? You're welcome. Cause I'm gonna make it so easy. So slide a little bit closer to me, little girl. I feel like this line is a line we can't use anymore because people are weird about pedophilia and stuff. But see, daddy's on a mission, so please. Wait a second. She's hopped up for me. I've got her in my zone. Her body's pressed up on me. I think she's ready to blow. Must be my future. Sex. Love sound. And when it goes down. Okay, hold on. Let me just. So, basically. He has seduced her. Like, he's about to close the deal. And she's ready to go, which is, by the way, I'm sorry, but this is a fucking song about sex, dude, okay? We're going to talk a little bit about sex. A little bit. Just relax. There's no kids listening. Hopefully, you're not listening to this in the car with your kids, because fucking put them headphones on them right now. The first time that you're, like, it's so exciting. That's all. But, like, he's got her. She's ready to go. And he's about ready to fucking close the deal, dude. And he's like, and when it goes down, baby, all you got to do is just tell me which way you like that. Please, ladies, if you're single, even if you're not single, fucking tell the dude what you want, man. Like, it's nothing makes me happier than when a girl's like, can you do that? Fuck yeah, I can, dude. What do you want? You want to punch me in the fucking face, dude? We're not pegging, but we're gonna do some shit, dude. Okay, like, just fucking tell me. Tell me which way you like it. Okay. Do you like it like this? Do you like it like that? Tell me which way you like that. Tell me which way you like that. Just trust me, girls. Ladies, just communicate it, dude. It makes it so much easier. You know, unless you just want it to be a surprise and to be like, actually, fucking, you didn't make me come. Well, how about a little help? We're all adults here, and we're not fucking 12 years old anymore and, like, embarrassed. Just fucking tell me what you want, dude, okay? I'm about to be 45 in a couple weeks, dude. Just fucking, you know, just tell me. I mean, I feel like I have an idea, but sometimes, I don't know, everybody's different, you know? You can't stop, baby. You can't stop once you've turned me on. And your enemies are your thoughts, baby. I like that. This is, I don't know, but, like, when he says you can't stop once you've turned me on, I could tell you as a man, this hasn't happened to me in a very long time, but it used to. And again, it's all about consent, but there were times when, like, you would be doing things would get hot and heavy, and they're like, oh no, I can't. And then you're just like, what the not trying to make anybody feel guilty. It's your body, your choice. I get it. It's all about consent. But sometimes I'm like, dude, there's no way we are this close and this is not happening. And it wouldn't happen. It just, you know, it is what it is. There's lots of times that happen. It's called blue balls, okay? I told you guys this is about sex, dude. I hope your fucking kids aren't listening. But he's like, you can't, dude. And then he's like, and your enemies are your thoughts, so just let them go. It's like, okay, just fucking quit being so self-conscious, dude. Like, I'm here, I'm with you. Like, you know, some girls and guys are self-conscious. Like, you just, when you're naked, dude, you gotta just own it, man. And I know it's easier said than done, but, like, if I'm about to do something with you, know that I'm very attracted to you, by the way. Probably a little bit too much information, but I've never had sex with somebody that I wasn't physically attracted to. Literally ever. Not even one time. Not even like, well, you know, I'm in a drought. Fuck no, dude. Okay? I'm not trying to brag. I would go home by myself before I went home with a girl that I wasn't physically attracted to. Okay? Use your imagination. Use your imagination. Oh, this is going to be a great fucking episode. Because all I need, now we know what this part's about. Because all I need is a moment alone to give you my tongue and put you out of control. He's talking about going down on her, you guys. I know. There's going to be kids at the concert next week. There's probably kids at the concert right now, but they don't know what he's talking about. But we all know he's talking about going down on her. After you let it in, we'll be skin to skin. See, there's, you know, we've been breaking down these lyrics since episode one. And sometimes I've been like, are they saying this or they mean this? I will bet my life. Give you my tongue, put you out of control, oral pleasure. Number two, and after you let it in, we'll be skin to skin. It's just so natural. That's coitus. He is referring to coitus. And if you don't know what coitus is, then you didn't pay attention in sexual education class or psychology of sexual education or physiology of sexual education. I took all of those. A's, by the way. You're welcome. And I grew up listening to fucking Love Line with Dr. Drew. Anyway, wait a second. She's hopped up for me. I've got her in my zone. Her body's pressed up on me. I think she's ready to blow. Doing it again. Must be my future. Sex. Love. Sound. I wonder what the sound is that he's referring to. Is it just like kind of like the little you get when you're making out? And so, I don't know. And when it goes down, baby, all you got to do is. And again. Just tell me which way you like that. Just tell them, ladies. Or guys. Fuck it. You know, some guys like certain things. Pegging's a little weird. I'll be honest. It's a little gay. But whatever, man. If you like it, you like it. Nothing wrong with gay. But I'm just saying, if you're a straight dude and you like getting pegged, that's a little gay. Do you like it like this? Do you like it? Am I going to get canceled after this podcast? Do you like it like that? Tell me which way you like that. Tell me which way you like that. And then we have future love sex. Future sex love sound. Future sex love sound. Future sex love sound. Future sex love sound. Wait a second. She's hopped up on me. I've got her in my zone. Her body's pressed up on me. I think she's ready to blow. Must be my future, sex, love sound, and when it goes down, baby, all you gotta do is just tell me which way you like that. Just tell me which way you like that. Do you like it like that? Tell me which way you like that. Tell me which way you like that. It sounds different when I say it, doesn't it?
Can you make it hot for me? Said if you're thinking about holding back, don't worry, girl, 'cause I'm gonna make it so easy. So slide a little bit closer to me, little girl.
All right, guys. I hope none of you guys got wet from listening to that episode. Sorry. We got to do it, dude. So we are now on Future Sex Love Sound. We're going to break down Paradise. I have some people in mind that I want to do that episode with, so I'm not really sure when it'll happen. I'm kind of get our schedules right and everything. That's that, you guys. I can't tell you guys enough how much I appreciate the fact that you still listen to this podcast or that you just started. And I also appreciate like all the messages and what, like if you listen to this podcast and you've sent me a message on or tweeted at me or whatever, like I respond. Like I don't have such a big platform that I can't respond to everybody, you know. And good thing for you guys, if I ever do get one, our lines of communication are already open. So reach out to me now, because if I do blow up, you're not going to be able to get a hold of me. I'll do meet and greets before fucking Pop 2000 or something. I don't know. But I really do appreciate you guys listening. And just, I can't, you know, say it enough. I know I talked about it last week when I was talking to Kiana, but just, you know, the online community, even though there's, you know, some people that make it not fun sometimes, it's really a great community. And I can't thank everybody enough for kind of welcoming me into it, you know, because I felt like I wasn't really a part. I didn't know that there was one until I started doing this podcast. And then I was like, oh my God, there's a bunch of us. Like there. And I was actually listening to Hey Girl, Are You Alone? And they kind of said, you know, something similar. Like it's nice connecting with more fans and whatnot. And I was like, yeah, like I have connected with so many people. And like, even though, you know, sometimes I get, I don't want to say mad, but you know, like when guys are like, oh dude, NSYNC, I'm like, fuck you, dude. Everyone made fun of me when I was listening to NSYNC in my 20s. So, I mean, I know it's cool now, but fuck you. Okay. You can't hop on the bandwagon now. I was the only one at the meet and greet for Chris, and I was pretty sure I was the only guy at Pop 2000 that wasn't there with a girlfriend or a wife that was like being dragged there, but it is what it is. Anyway, I'm so excited about Forget Tomorrow. I will update you guys, but I don't know. I may not do an episode before I go. I'm going to the concert on Tuesday, so I may not do an episode before then. I might try to drop one by Monday, but we'll see. I have shows down in San Diego this week. Yeah, if you're coming to San Diego for Justin, I don't know if you're coming early, but I've got two nights of shows, Friday and Saturday at Comedy Heights down in San Diego. I'll be headlining. So if you're there, come. If for some reason you live in Boise, I'll be at the Voodoo Cellar in Boise, Idaho, May 17th. And then I'm somewhere in Post Falls, Idaho on May 18th. So if you guys are anywhere near there, come check me out. But I do really appreciate you guys listening. If you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, leave a review, rate it, subscribe. But seriously, leave a review, please. It really helps me with the algorithm, and I appreciate it. And also, last thing, one more thing, don't go yet. I'm not asking you guys for anything, but Spotify has changed how podcasts get monetized. And since I don't have like millions of fucking downloads, I can't monetize it unless people donate. So if you want to donate something, I never did this to make money. I did it to meet all the guys in NSYNC. but there is a thing like on Spotify and Apple, if you click on the show notes, where you can donate literally any amount. And if you guys want to, you can. You don't have to. I'm not asking. But if you would like to, I would totally accept it. That's all I'm saying. But anyway, I want you guys to keep listening. So just keep listening. But if you want to donate, there's an option now. Like I said, I don't think you can't see it unless you go to the podcast. Like right now you're listening and you have to open the podcast, like the episode. And then in the episode, when you click on it, it says see more. Then there's a thing that says support this podcast, and you can click on it and donate, whatever. But like I said, I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you guys next week.